portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Get out to Crestview, check it out. The weather is about to be primo for a little golf. 36 holes to choose from. Get out there, take a tour of the facilities. I know my wife will have plenty of tennis on tap over the next couple of days. I don't think I'll have time for golf. I'll be busy watching football, but that's also a good thing you can do at Crestview. They got a great bar and restaurant area. So give them a call, check them out, tell them we sent you. We're both members, Tommy and I. We both love it out there at Crestview. Welcome back into Sports Daily, Tommy. We have talked football. We talked Chiefs last night, as you'd expect. We will continue to do that. We're going to make some more picks and jump right back into it in our next segment as we start the next hour. But let's get some Royals in here. So the Royals did not play yesterday. They are a half game behind the Twins right now in both the Central, of course, and for that second wild card spot. Five games clear in the wild card, though, of Detroit and Seattle, 5.5 clear of Boston, 6.5 clear of Tampa. And they start a series with the Twins, which is a great opportunity, obviously, to try and position yourself just a little bit better in the wild card standings. You'll get Reagans, Marsh, and Waka in this series. I think you feel pretty good about that. You'll face a couple of pitchers who've been pretty good for the Twins as well. It's at home. They really have struggled in Minnesota, but it's not in Minnesota. And here we go. Is that day off going to help the Royals here? I think it will. I think getting a win going into the day off, you weren't here yesterday, Tommy, but getting a win and getting Urcig looking good in an appearance the night before are two really nice things to take with you into a day off so you can reset a little bit. And I do think there's a decent chance they're able to now settle back in and be okay.
You know, I think that part of it, too, is going to be who gets the ball for the Twins tonight. It looks like Zebby Matthews is getting the start. He's not been very good this year. It's only his fifth career MLB start. And so, you know, it's been early in his career, but at least the small sample size, he's got an ERA over 7. You know, so I think that's something that the Royals offense would be a really good opportunity, I think, for them to get back on the right track offensively. And that started in the finale against Cleveland on Wednesday. They were able to, you know, get some runs across the board for the first time in a while. And so that needs to continue. That day off yesterday, you know, you posed the question, will that help them? And I think it absolutely will. One of the things that I think was important and kind of tying it back to the Chiefs a little bit, there were a handful of the guys at the game last night. Bobby Witt Jr. was at the game, and MJ Melendez, and you know, a couple of other Royals were there on the sideline. Just having a little bit of a break, you know, not having to worry about you know, the grind and performing, and you can just sort of relax and be a spectator for a night. I think will pay dividends for the Royals. There was not a team in Major League Baseball that needed a break more than the Royals did on Thursday. And so if you can be rejuvenated and refreshed, Ken points out on our video stream that Hunter Renfroe is coming back off the DL this weekend. You know, he's been up and down this year for sure, but he's always a threat to go yard. And so when you can get him back in the lineup, I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that he can replace Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup, but at least knowing that you have another threat to go deep, I think will certainly overall help that lineup from top to bottom.
Yeah, I hope Renfroe helps. It's going to be Bobby Witt Jr.
It's at least a threat, right? Like, that's the thing about Renfroe. Yeah. At least the threat is now back in the lineup.
I agree, but This thing's going to ride or die by Bobby Witt Jr. and probably to a smaller degree Salvador Perez. Like, I like what they've done to react to some very unfortunate things that have happened. But if the Royals go and do something special in the postseason, it'll be on the shoulders of Bobby Witt Jr. I think. I don't think it's likely that all of a sudden two or three guys really, you know, carry the load for this team. Because you lost what made this lineup so dynamic when you lost Pasquantino. Now you've got to be able to piece it together. There's one guy on the roster who can do it all. Salvador Perez maybe a little bit too, but those guys have to be good. No matter what Renfroe does, those two guys have to be good down the stretch here. So it's you get into the Twins and they have to pitch, right? Reagans is going to have to pitch in this one. No chances. Don't take it. We know that the bullpen is wounded. Whether Urcig is all the way back or he's not, the bullpen feels wounded to me.
Reagans
has been not great his last few times out, right? He hadn't gone past five innings in any of his last three starts, and two of them he gave up big old crooked numbers. So he needs to be better too. But we can't wait for that game. You'll hear it right here tonight on KFH. All right, when we come back, it's pick time. Here we go. We'll pick three college, three pro games. We'll let Jad get us caught up on how things fared last week. TJ Cleland, Brandon Zinner, Paul Savage, all join us next hour. We'll have some high school football talk as well. Here we go. 10 o'clock on Fridays, always fun and crazy. We're coming right back with it on Sports Daily next.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240.